This is your Huskies pregame show. Right now I'm speaking with Brian Towers, head coach of the University of Saskatchewan Huskies. Thanks for coming on here, Brian. We're standing out here in the sweltering heat. You like this kind of weather?
Yeah, it's what a beautiful day for a game. And, you know, I guess this is one of those occasions where it's real fortunate we're playing at night where it's going to, temperature's going to drop a little bit, and it'll be a great night for football.
And I think a lot of fans think that as well. I hear there's going to be a lot of people here.
Yeah, we're standing room only tonight. I think they sold the last seat about 11 o'clock this morning. So I would say there'll be in excess of 6,000 people. And, you know, how many more than that, I don't know. But it's a great night, and they've got every reason to be here.
I know you had a couple of concerns about last week, but overall, a great game by your team.
Yeah, we got off to a great start. I thought we were real good on special teams and on defense. We still have to execute the fundamentals a little bit better. We got to snap the ball better on special teams, and we got to punt the ball better. But other than that, you know, our coverage units were good, and defensively, I thought we ran to the ball real well, which is another thing we got to do tonight.
Were any of the guys that were questionable at coming up to game time going to play tonight?
Yeah, everybody's going to play. We get Rubinsky back tonight, and I think that's a bonus for us. I don't know how much he's going to play, but he is ready to go if needed. And everybody else that was kind of nicked last week is healthy and ready to go.
Jelani Gilbert-Noren, he's got his first taste of starting in a regular season game. How do you assess his performance?
Well, I thought he was pretty good. I mean, he made a couple mistakes, which he's going to, but... you know, what he does is when things break down a little bit, he has the ability to get out of the pocket and create some things for us. So he's going to make some mistakes, but he's also going to make some big plays that other guys won't. And, you know, right now we're going to give him the ball again tonight and see what happens.
The defense pitched a shutout last week. It's really hard to find a hole in there.
Yeah, no, they were real good. We had a couple takeaways, and we could have had a couple more. But they played very hard. We were disciplined. We didn't give up many big gains, and that's going to be important tonight. We can't let them get over the top on us, and we got to do a number on Adrian Charles.
Well, let's talk about the Regina Rams. Obviously, Charles is a big part of the offense. What can you say about the Rams?
Well, you know, losing Mark Mueller is going to be a blow to anyone, and I think they said, you know, just talking to a couple of their coaches, they said it was a bigger blow mentally right at the start of the game than anything, and you know, they've had a week to prepare now. Dylan Hart will come in and be pretty efficient at moving the ball around. They do a good job of getting it to open people. So, but having said that, we still have to do a number and shut down Adrian Charles. If we can keep him under 100 yards and force him to throw the football, then it'll play into our hands, I'm sure.
What kind of game plan do you have on a night like this?
Well, I mean, there's no secrets, right? You don't have to worry about the wind or the rain or the elements at all. So we just got to get out and get down and get dirty and play football and, you know, hang on to the football and make more plays than them.
Thanks, BT.
All right, thanks a lot, Joe.
That was Brian Towers, head coach of the University of Saskatchewan Huskies. We'll continue with your pregame show in just a moment. You are listening to Huskies Football on your game day station, CK 750.